in regards to the fruits that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa loved the most. Abu Ya'la rahmatullah alayhi reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said, give dates to a woman who has given birth. If you cannot give fresh dates, give her dry ones, because there isn't a more beneficial tree for a woman who has given birth than the date tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha beneath the date tree after she had given birth to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Dates have excellent nutritional value, and a woman in that state needs to regain energy and strength. Dates also cleanses the stomach. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that a child was born to him, and he took the child to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named him Ibrahim. He thereafter chewed on a date and placed a piece of it into the infant's mouth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also supplicated and made dua for barakah for the child. Note, to place a chewed piece of date in the mouth of a newborn child is a sunnah. This ritual is known as tahniq. Al-Ma'ini rahimahullah ta'ala writes that this is a type of a good omen, that the child should be steadfast on iman, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has likened the date tree to a mu'min. A pious person should perform this rite of tahniq, and hopefully the child will be upright and pious. Adham ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates the following hadith from the two sons of Busar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They said, once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to our home. We spread out his sheet, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on it. While he was in our home, wahi, that is revelation, began descending upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We offered Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dates and freshly churned cream, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be very fond of freshly churned cream. Note, one should honor one's guest by making him as comfortable as possible. In the above incident, they spread out his sheet for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and Abu Nu'aym rahimahumullah ta'ala have narrated a well and a correct hadith that says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have milk and dates together, and he would say, these are two pure, wholesome things.